Mulder Was Right is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/MWRcast. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Mulder Was Right. We are a comedy-based podcast that discusses conspiracy theories and alternate facts. I'm your host for this evening, Joe, with my co-hosts.
I am Curtis.
Brendan.
I am Sakeev.
Anderson.
And introducing our special host for tonight, Joe.
I like that you introduced yourself.
Joe. Yeah, you need to.
Yeah.
Emmy Award nominated Joe.
Be your own hype man.
Nominated. Just yeah. Nominated.
I nominated myself.
Didn't win.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah.
That's okay, Joe. You're a winner in my book.
So, guys, I got a topic for you tonight.
For me?
For you. Just for you.
Okay.
All right. First, a little...
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, buddy. A little backstory with it.
Okay.
So, this is going to take you up to the far-off land of 1966.
Oh, those were fun times.
So, five men who were digging a grave at a cemetery near Clinton, West Virginia, claimed to see a man-like figure fly low from the trees over their heads.
Fly. A man-like figure fly.
This is an amazing tale. Already we have, like, three dimensions. We have the people on the ground.
Yep.
They are digging underneath the ground, and now they've seen a being in the sky. Like, all three levels are interplaying already in the first paragraph. A plus.
That was the first sentence.
I had an orgasm.
All right. This is often identified as the first known sighting of what became known as the Mothman. Do you guys know anything about Mothman?
Richard Gere.
Yeah.
Mothman.
There was a movie.
Richard Gere.
Yeah. Richard Gere is the Mothman. Or he's not. I don't know. I never watched it.
Conspiracy's over.
Yeah. Gotcha, Richard Gere.
Gotcha.
What about you, Brian? Do you know anything about Mothman?
I know nothing.
Sakeev?
The only thing I know about Mothman is Killer Moth from Teen Titans.
Different Mothman. Anderson?
Yeah, so I've actually read a lot about the Mothman prophecies and just general Mothman sightings, because I went through a very big cryptid stage when I was younger. I don't think that's actually stopped, so...
Explains why you're here.
Yep. It's true.
So every time he's seen by people, normally either natural disasters or tragedies happen. It all surrounds him. Like he's a harbinger of them.
So what you're saying is that every time people see him, he gets stronger.
Yes. Every time there's a disaster, Mothman gets his wings.
I wish I was like that.
So does that mean Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey gave him his wings?
He has to have been seen there.
There were no reported sightings of Mothman there or in Puerto Rico.
So does Mothman have opposite of social anxiety? He gets stronger when he's seen.
Yes.
Yes.
Opposite of social anxiety.
He is horrifyingly confident.
I must be his arch nemesis then. Silence.
Well, all right then.
Wild times. Man, okay. Just quick side note. I would pay good money to watch Curtis beat the shit out of Mothman.
That would be so
amazing. That'd be amazing.
I will do that for money.
I would pay good money to watch Curtis try and beat up Mothman.
I would pay good money just to see Curtis.
I would bet
fight.
On Curtis.
I would bet
on you, Curtis.
You're a scrappy lad.
I would bet on you.
I mean, have you seen those arms?
They haven't.
Our
viewers have not seen my arms.
All of
this
our
is a recurring thing.
Our audio podcast, yeah, they've seen them.
Yeah.
My very loud arms.
Your very large arms. Your loud arms.
Anyway, so what happened around. So there's these three guys digging a grave.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, five guys digging a grave.
Wow, there were fucking five of them.
There were five of them.
I guess it takes a lot of people to dig a grave. I've never dug a grave.
Did they
before.
All use like a trowel?
Yeah. There's not that much space to get the shovel in there. It's like 100 guys right? digging a grave. That's too many people. Anyway, so what tragedy occurred that time? Do
so
we know?
We will get to that.
Okay, I'm jumping
Wait,
ahead.
You were jumping
was
ahead.
Was the tragedy that they were in West Virginia?
Yes. Just a just a god awful place.
We were in Louisiana when we started.
So shortly thereafter, on November 15th, 1966, two young couples from Point Pleasant told police they saw a large black creature whose eyes glowed red. When the car headlights picked it up, they described it as a large flying man with a 10-foot wingspan following their car while they were driving in an area outside of town known as the TNT area, the site of a former World War II munitions plant.
Munitions plant?
Or yes, yeah, sure.
So
munitions is the word you're looking for.
There's a difference between a World War II mutation plant.
No, that sure.
So okay. So hold on.
That's where they made Captain America.
Yeah.
So they were in the TNT area?
Yeah. It's called the TNT area because during World War II, that region, more than 8,000 acres, was devoted to ammunition manufacturing facilities that employed a few thousand people at its peak.
So they made bombs and weapons and shit.
And then they kind of, for safety reasons, the explosives were stored in bunkers or igloos, like scattered around the area.
Igloos?
Yeah, they called them igloos.
Okay. I think I would put a little more than ice around my bombs.
No, it's because they were like a dome-shaped thing. Like, you dig them up, but like, you just kind of cover it with dirt, so it's like a little bit of a dome where you can like, oh, don't want to walk there. Walk around.
So they see this Mothman.
Yes.
There. A figure with red eyes.
A figure with red eyes and a 10-foot wingspan.
Presumably Mothman.
Yes.
So who knows? This might have been the mutation center.
Yeah. That is exactly where Captain America came from.
Is Captain America Mothman?
Maybe.
Wow.
What if Captain America is Mothman?
That's literally what I just said.
Yeah.
I said sometimes
you are so not interested in this
podcast.
I'm joking.
It was a tiny bit hard to hear that.
We're making great content for our viewers.
Yep. So during the next few days, other people reported similar sightings. Two volunteer firemen who sighted it said it was a large bird with red eyes. Manson County Sheriff George Johnson commented that he believed the sightings were due to unusual large heron he termed to be a shitpoke, which is a heron's just a big black bird.
A heron, well, there's a great blue heron is a there common is. Kind of heron.
There were a lot of those down in Mississippi.
Yeah, they're pretty big. I don't know if they have a 10-foot wingspan though.
No,
and
they do
and
not.
You wouldn't confuse them for a moth beast.
Although, I don't think
these are birds.
They're a bird.
I don't think we've gotten the name Mothman or any insect-like thing yet.
Nope.
Yeah. Currently, we're just looking at a giant bird.
Did all these people actually just see a heron, and this is just a red herring?
Ah. funny stuff.
Ha!
No, it's black, Curtis.
See, my question is, are these simply sightings of my personal favorite superhero, Man-Bat?
Man-Bat. Man-Bat is pretty good.
He's not a superhero. He's
a superhero in my heart, Joe.
All right.
Man-Bat's really funny because they were like, hey, what villain should we make for Batman?
Man-Bat.
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 Hey, Joe, in the villain's eyes, they're the hero.
That's true.
What villain should we make for Superman?
Man super.
It's just like a guy, but he's a bowl of soup.
Yes, and so his special power is hot soup.
Told Johnson that when he aimed a flashlight at the creature in a nearby field, its eyes glowed like bicycle reflectors, and blamed buzzing noises from his television set and the disappearance of his German Shepherd dog on the creature. Fucked with the shows and stole his dog.
So he had some weird TV stuff. His dog went away, and then he He shined a light at it, and it was red.
Yes.
Okay.
Red like a bicycle reflector.
That sucks. I'm sorry his dog went away.
Yeah, but like that was the 60s. The dog would probably already been dead.
Dude,
maybe his dog was just ashamed of him.
Okay. What happens next in this tale you're taking us on?
All right.
Yes. So, take me on this word journey.
So there were many sightings of this creature in this town, right? And shortly after, just a couple years, December 15th, 1967, the collapse of the Silver Bridge and the death of 46 people occurred. The incident gave rise to the legend and connected the Mothman sightings to the bridge collapse. Because he was seen around the bridge and whatnot. Like, most of the sightings were around there.
This is the events that take place in the Richard Gere movie.
Yeah.
That's actually the climax of the movie. The Silver Bridge collapses. It's not a bridge made of silver, disappointingly. It's just named the Silver Bridge.
It was. And the, like, it was blamed on a failure of a single eye bar and a suspension chain due to a small defect about 2.5 millimeters deep. So, like, small little cut, took the whole bridge down.
2.5 millimeters.
Yeah.
That's, like, enormously small.
Yeah.
That's so small.
And that's what they blamed it on.
That's a quarter of a centimeter.
Yep.
Wow. That was a shitty bridge.
So they blamed it on that.
Yep.
But at the same time, they also blamed it on this creature.
The local townsfolk blamed it on the creature.
Okay.
But the official story.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So this must have been like a key, like cable on the bridge or something that had a defect in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could see the builder.
It was that fucking Mothman.
Like the builder of the bridge being like, no, it wasn't me. It was that damn moth
person. You guys,
person.
There's a moth flying around here. I didn't build my bridge to withstand no moths.
Yeah, man, hey, Carrie, you saw that weird, big bird thing, right? Yeah. that did it.
It was that heron.
I saw it over there.
The reason they call Mothman, locals that got like a better look at him described him literally like a giant humanoid moth where it was, kind of furry neck, the beady eyes, a moth-like wingspan, or moth-like wings, so...
So kind of like me.
Yeah, kind of like you. That's why he's your nemesis.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. There can only be one. So some paranormal authors and cryptozoologists claim that Mothman was an alien, a supernatural manifestation, or a previously unknown species of animal. In his 1975 book, The Mothman Prophecies, author John Keel claimed that the Point Pleasant residents experienced premonitions of the collapse of the Silver Bridge. Unidentified flying object sightings visited from inhuman or threatening men in black and other phenomena. So, someone wants to keep this under wraps. Someone knows of Mothman's existence.
Yeah, it's Will Smith.
Yeah.
So they saw premonitions of the bridge collapsing.
Yes.
Much like in the movie starring Richard Gere.
Yeah, because that was the... I was just talking about the book based off the
movie. This is just going to be my commentary.
Yo, you do your thing,
every
man.
Single thing you said.
Richard
That's
Gere.
Such a specific, like, premonition. Like, it's not just like, oh, something bad's gonna happen and be like, yo, that bridge is going.
So now we're gonna travel to 1986 in the Soviet Union.
So he shows up in 1966.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Has been seen for another 20 years.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know what month this first event happened, or around the time?
Yes, I do. The first sighting started in November 1966.
1966?
Yes. The bridge collapsed in December 97, seen again in 90 or 86 in the Soviet Union.
Okay.
All right.
It's a cycle.
It's
a cycle.
Mothman first showed up when? 1966? Or did you... We were talking about World War II. Did he show up during that time as well?
We were... No.
No. If he was Captain America, he did. But no. Just 1966.
Okay. So there's a 20-year gap between his first appearance and his second appearance.
Yes.
Are there any obvious changes in the way he looks or any signs of aging for Mothman?
We're probably gonna get there.
Not that I could find, but then again, the people in the Soviet Union did not know what he looked like in 1966, so maybe not.
That's fair.
So the world's worst nuclear disaster occurred when an explosion took place during a routine systems test of reactor 4 at the Chernobyl nuclear plant. The nearby town of Pripyat? Pripyat.
It's Pripyat.
That one.
I also went through a period where I was obsessed with the Chernobyl disaster.
Well, Mothman's here.
That does not surprise me, Anderson.
Yeah, no one's surprised by that if they've met me.
So it served as a base for the first responders, but was later evacuated due to the presence of harmful radiation. In the decades following the disaster, rumors have flown on cryptozoologists claiming that it was Mothman, that locals had seen him sight like around the plant. There was about 10 or 15 different sightings of a humanoid with glowing red eyes flying around there. So, Mothman? Maybe, maybe not.
How do you feel about this, Anderson? Have you connected these dots before?
Not gonna lie, this is not a thing that ever showed up when I was looking into stuff on Chernobyl.
It's because it's coming from the cryptozoologists. They have their own, you know, thing.
It's true. Well, I mean, I'm sure high school me wasn't exactly, like, proficient at internet searching. It's difficult to find very specific information like that when you're not in the know.
So, reportedly, a bizarre winged creature was seen flying over the town on numerous occasions. A few workers at Chernobyl also allegedly saw the same creature hovering over the plant. Even stranger, those who claimed to have seen the creature were reportedly plagued by nightmares and harassed by phone calls from just, strange phone calls.
This happens in the Richard Gere movie. He gets some phone calls from the Mothman and talks to the Mothman on the phone.
What's he saying?
Man.
I've never seen the movie.
He says, he's like, it's like real creepy and dark, and he's talking to the Mothman on the phone, and Mothman's like, "Hey there, buddy." He doesn't ever says anything of consequence. It's just like creepy, like, "Hello, how are you?" or something. Like,
all right.
Oh, hey there, neighbor.
I'm the Mothman.
I just saw you over there by the bridge over there, and I just wanted to talk to you about that bridge. You know, I wonder what would happen if the small little notch got knocked out of there. You know, maybe 2 millimeters. You know, I don't know.
We all float down here, Richie.
Y'all float too.
Many claim the creature resembled a man-like bird with red eyes. So, like, every description of him is a man-like bird.
A man-like bird.
So, would you say perhaps we could dub this thing bird person?
He should be bird person, yes.
I am bird person.
Or he could be bird man.
Or he could be what?
He could be Birdman.
No, Birdman is an excellent movie.
True.
It is an excellent movie.
Well, that's, I was about to say, you know, it would not be like the movie Birdman.
He's Michael
Keaton. Which I have not seen yet.
He is Michael Keaton.
Birdman.
Yeah.
Mothman is Michael Keaton. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, so where was Michael Keaton while all this was happening?
1986. So that's 3 years before he filmed Batman. So no one cared.
No one knows.
No one cared about him then.
So that means there's like probably about 100% chance that this is Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's some sound logic.
All right. Okay. Cool. Good job, guys. That's a wrap on the episode. Thanks, guys, for listening. We solved it.
Wow. We
mystery
finished this
solved.
Episode twice already.
Might be our fastest case yet.
So we're going to talk about something you're well aware of, Brendan. 9/11.
I think I know.
Oh, my God. It's your favorite topic.
I think I know a little bit about that.
Just a bit?
Just a bit.
Following the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center on September 11th, rumors emerged that witnesses reportedly seen a large crane-like figure in the vicinity of the tower 5 days prior to the attack.
These people are just seeing birds. They're just seeing normal birds.
No, they're just seeing big birds.
And a big bird in like New York, like that's a little weird.
It's right by the ocean. There's a bunch of birds in the ocean.
Yeah, I know, but like they're all smaller birds.
No.
Generally,
have you seen a pelican?
They're strangely large.
Yeah, like, have you seen a pelican in New York by like the Twin Towers?
I don't know.
They're just usually pigeons there, right? Those are city birds.
Yeah, Pigeon, city birds.
A pelican could eat a pigeon.
A pelican could eat a pigeon. That's not what we're talking
That's
about.
That's crazy.
This is what we're talking about now.
All right, so difference between a pelican and a pigeon. They both fly. They're both birds. No difference.
What's the difference between an African swallow and a North American swallow? Or a European swallow?
What?
As he's
I don't know, I'm
a,
asking.
He's making a reference to that
I'm asking
thing.
You.
So it had been 31 years since any sightings of Mothman.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that math work out? Chernobyl was in 1980-something?
1980-something, yeah.
And then 2001.
It doesn't work out.
So that's 15 years. If Abe was in 86. Okay.
15 years later.
Time is a human
the
construct.
The math works out for Mothman sightings in America.
Okay.
But not Soviet Union.
America doesn't count anything that happened.
Exactly.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
understand.
So on the
if it happens to us, it's relevant. If it happens anywhere else in the world, we don't care about it.
It's unfortunately that's true.
Well, that's not entirely true. If it happens to one of our provinces, we also don't really care about it.
That's very important.
Yeah. On the day of the horrific attack, Mothman was reported to have appeared again. Some claiming they could see his freakishly enough. Another sighting of Mothman was noted at the site of the bridge club. I kind of paced the same thing.
Got some nice notes there, buddy.
Yeah, dude, this is what happens when you have like a day and a half.
So, Brendan, while Joe's getting his notes worked out, did you see anything about the Mothman in your 9/11 research?
I have not seen any information there. That being said, all throughout that day, it was a lot of mass hysteria. Lots of people, you know, seeing things that they never thought they'd see before, like a plane crashing into a building and killing, you know, thousands of people.
That is what occurred.
So I could see how people could potentially see something that's unexplained and then they put an explanation in their head.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just really saw Mothman.
Do you think that... when you think of what a plane looks like, it kind of looks like a large bird. And what these people
are
describing is seeing a large bird. Do you think it was actually Mothman who ran into the buildings?
I'd have to see how large Mothman is, and we'd probably have to try and get him on the podcast to see if he, you know, is or isn't the one who did 9/11.
Mothman did 9/11?
We would have to ask him.
Yeah.
Dear Mothman, did you do 9/11? That we'll just put that out there for you to hear, Mothman. And whenever you want to get back to us.
I think Superman has something to do with this.
You think Superman did?
Yeah, I think Superman has something to do with this. Just because we're talking about birds and planes, and you know how the old saying goes, look, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's Superman.
Okay,
I don't mean to burst your bubble here, but Superman's a fictitious character.
That's very true. And
you
Mothman
know,
has been
I'm
seen
just
at least
saying
a couple of
we're
times.
Connecting the dots. We're trying to connect the dots here. Maybe the legend of Superman in his fictitious creation is the reason people are thinking Mothman exists. You know, they see a bird or a plane and they think, oh, that's Mothman.
Mm-hmm.
So he was seen in Mexico in 2009. During the swine flu outbreak.
Okay.
More than half of the village died.
Not vacationing
the ones who
in
died
Mexico?
Said that they had a dream about this mysterious bird-like man, a man with wings.
So multiple people had this dream.
Yes.
So it's not just one.
It's not just one.
Are you sure that one person wasn't like, dude, I had this weird dream.
And they just kind of spread it around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you sure it wasn't that?
Well, I couldn't. So I would like to ask them, but they kind of died, so I don't know.
Perhaps this dream is actually a symptom of the swine flu. It's just when you get the swine flu, you start having dreams about bird people.
Perhaps the swine flu is a catalyst for Mothman, who for some reason exhibits the ability to enter dreams like Freddy Krueger.
Mm-hmm.
I just like that every single description is like large bird person. What are we going to call this large bird person? Mothman.
Yes, Mothman.
Got him.
I mean,
identical.
To be fair, Based on just a purely aesthetics here, I think that birds are more aesthetically pleasing to look at, and I think that I generally probably have the same opinion as most people, because most people kind of think bugs are gross.
The moth was cool.
Moths are beautiful. They're very beautiful moths.
And they have tiny little tippy-tappy feet.
Tiny little tippy-tappies. Their antenna are fuzzy. Have you ever seen a Luna moth?
It's true. A Luna moth is shaped like a friend.
They're gorgeous. And there's some very pretty moths. But you might be correct. Yes, generally, people might prefer birds over moths. So what ended up happening, all the people in the swine flu in Mexico...
I mean, they all died.
They all died, yeah. And... Mothman doing it, he was just hanging around there.
Did he actually show up, or he only showed up in people's dreams?
There were sightings of him around the village.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
was he like fucking around with the pigs?
Probably. Swine flu.
Fucking Mothman.
Okay, so.
So he was growing his strength because, you know, like you said before, he has to be seen to
being seen,
to get stronger.
Yeah. So, enjoying the company of others, being an extrovert.
No one really knows, like, what he is, as in, like, is he an alien? Something, he's a divine force that, like, something, he's just trying to warn people that, like, hey, bad events are going to happen.
And then they do.
Yeah. Some people think he's a harbinger that just kind of brings the bad events. So there's no definitive proof if he's good, if he's bad.
All right. Of, like, which came first, the
Mothman
or the Mothman
or
the egg.
Yeah. There have been, it was in 2012, there was a report from these teens in Virginia once more. They were messing around in a car. This giant bird-like creature swooped down, tore off the roof of their car, and flew away.
Well, that's pretty
messing around.
Messing around.
Was it a male female?
It was a male female. I'm pretty sure it's because my theory with Mothman is he's the spirit of abstinence. And he just wanted to keep, you know, good Christian kids clean.
Okay.
And so, like, if we think back on all these events, like the Silver Bridge collapsing, there may have been someone having sex on the Silver Bridge.
Possibly.
And he wanted to prevent that.
There may have been people having sex at the time of 9/11.
True.
In New York. Somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah. And Chernobyl, there's likely someone having sex inside the nuclear reactor.
Probably.
Would make sense.
What was swine flu?
People probably had sex.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say that, but you're right, unfortunately. I think we named all the ones. I think I've made all the jokes.
And then those kids were probably having sex.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I know. It's just weird.
So he just ripped the roof off a car.
How do you explain that? You're like, look, I'm sorry, Bob. You know,
It was the Mothman.
Me and Sherry, we were doing things, and I'm really sorry, but then there's this big bird, and it just took the roof. What do you mean it took the roof? It just took the roof. I'm sorry, Bob.
What happened? We were having sex, and the roof came off.
Saw this giant...
Dude.
Was that some, like, weird slang term? The roof came off?
No, Mom, look at the fucking car.
No, Mom, the roof came off.
I didn't learn this in sex ed.
So, like,
was it a convertible?
I don't know.
did it just malfunction and open? Like,
it ripped it straight off. It did.
And then they saw a heron flying by.
And then we put the roof back on and continued having sex.
So, like, I don't know. A lot of the sightings of Mothman, they all say kind of the similar thing, where it's like, hey, a lot of people seeing this thing. Bad event happens. People getting calls. Hey, don't talk about this. You didn't see anything.
Sir,
I did see something, and it was a giant bird person.
So it didn't happen in Mexico, but it happened in Virginia, and it happened in the Soviet Union.
After people saw the Mothman,
yes,
people called them and said,
"You didn't see anything.
You didn't see anything."
Yeah,
are you sure it wasn't the Mothman? Because he's been known to call people
in that movie.
In that movie?
He called Richard Gere.
He called Richard Gere.
Do you need, like, an address to get a phone, like, in 1986? Did he have a house?
He, like, I think Richard Gere might have even, like, unplugged the phone, and the Mothman still called the phone. I think.
How'd the movie end?
With the Silver Bridge collapsing, and Richard Gere fell into the water, and he was surrounded by Christmas presents.
So 46 people died on the Silver Bridge. Two of them were never found. One of them could have been Richard Gere.
Richard Gere, there is some resolution in that film where he's walking around doing stuff.
So Mothman did not get him.
So, yeah, no, he's still alive, and his love interest is still alive in that film as well.
Well, a happy ending to all, except for the people in Mexico and on the Silver Bridge and
9/11, you know,
Soviet Union.
Yeah. Those kids got their car fucked up.
Yeah, good for Richard Gere, though.
Good for Richard Gere.
So did the government call those kids, like, you didn't see the Mothman, your car is fine?
Didn't find any evidence of that. The event, that event happened in 2010.
Oh, that's wow. Recent.
Yeah.
That was only 7 years ago.
So,
yeah, he always has red eyes, huh? He does have red eyes in the movie. And what happens in the movie is Richard Gere is driving around with his wife, and like they see the Mothman, and the Mothman like goes through their car and like emblazons the Mothman symbol on the front of their car. And then his wife gets diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Did Mothman give him the brain tumor?
Yeah, Mothman gave her the brain tumor, and like as
here
she's
you
in
go,
the
it's
hospital,
a present.
The gift that keeps on giving.
As she's in the hospital, she's like frantically drawing pictures of the Mothman before she dies. And that's what spurs Richard Gere into action to find the Mothman.
Okay.
Sure.
Sweet vengeance.
Oh, yeah. And then he falls in love with someone else.
Good for him.
Because Richard Gere's an attractive fellow.
He is.
So what you're saying is that Mothman thought that Richard Gere could do better.
Maybe. that was, I think
he
that's a
little...
He gave
him the gift of, here you go, don't need
and
to
in
do
his
divorce.
Own,
that's a little
in his
too,
own
like,
twisted
too much
way.
For Mothman to take on. I think he should kind of mind his own business in that regard and let people live their lives.
Spirit of absence.
But we've all...
That Richard Gere, I don't like his wife. I'm going to get him a different wife. I'm the Mothman. I'm going to kill his wife.
No, Mothman's just trying to be a really good wingman.
I'm
he
such
is
a good
the
wingman. And like Moth Woman is over there like, Mothman, you're so fucked up. Like, I wish you would just stop and just come stay in the moth world with the rest of us moths.
That's why Moth Woman divorced him. He's trying to live vicariously through Richard Gere.
What
Richard
if Mothman
Gere
is
too
like,
good for Sherry.
Mothman is like the Hitler of Moth World, and
well,
he's
okay.
just like
so
fucking everything up for us.
If he's the Hitler of the Moth World, like he fucked with places to the USA and in Russia.
That this
both,
tracks.
Yeah. Both places opposed Hitler.
It's true. A lot of places opposed Hitler.
Then again,
he was generally disliked.
How do you feel about
there was an event in Japan,
okay.
And they didn't, you know, oppose Hitler.
Okay, what happened in Japan?
The tsunami.
And people saw Mothman?
People saw Mothman.
This was the tsunami...
How?
Remind me when?
It was 2008.
Okay.
What were you going to say? How many moth people are there?
How many moth... There's just one Mothman.
Yo, he can fly, dog.
See, but here's... Okay, what if... There is an entirely separate moth world, and every time a moth person slips into our reality, tragedy follows.
That would explain a lot of things, Anderson.
Every
Boom.
Time a tragedy
Secret
happens,
moth
a moth person gets their wings.
Yes, that's human tragedy is integral to the moth person mating process.
It's like a demonstration of virility, like how
like
birds will puff up their feathers and stuff. The moth people just come and destroy our lives.
Though with this event, there was only one sighting of him.
Okay,
it was an American on vacation.
Oh, was it Richard Gere?
It might have been. He was American.
Was
American.
This tracks. And where was Michael Keaton while this was happening?
2009, career was still in a slump, so probably dead. Then he came back to life.
No, well, he wasn't dead.
No, he was dead.
He was being Mothman.
Ah.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Okay.
So in this topic, we kind of have to speculate a lot.
Yeah.
Because there's not enough, like, there's not a lot of information.
We never speculate, though.
And so, like, it's, I mean, we have all these puzzle pieces here. And so we're trying to sort of put together a completed puzzle piece. We probably don't have all the pieces. So it's
build
it's
your
difficult.
Own puzzle.
We just need to wait for, you know, another awful natural or, you know, human made disaster. Mm-hmm. We'll get some more information.
Mm-hmm. We'll probably get something pretty soon based on, you know, what happened recently with the hurricanes.
Yep.
And our president. So probably get something there.
I was going to say, given our current political situation, should we not just be seeing Mothman everywhere every day?
Mm-hmm. He might be flying
given
in
that
and out
it
of the
is
White House.
An ongoing tragedy.
Yeah, I'm sure there's just some guy in the White House who's just like staring at Mothman 24/7 now.
And yep.
What if one of the people in the White House is the Mothman?
Pence is Mothman confirmed.
Boom.
Well, we can't have Pence and Michael Keaton be Mothman. Unless we're subscribing to the reality of
there could be a good Mothman and a bad Mothman.
No, I am the good Moth. Remember, like
yeah,
I am
true.
The
yeah.
nemesis to Mothman. So I guess I'm the bad Mothman if he's good Mothman, but he's doing bad things. But good and bad are just like all about perspective anyway. So we can say that from Mothman's perspective, he's the good guy and I'm the bad guy. But from our perspective, I am.
He's just going to rip off the roof of our apartment and just get you. Just like those kids.
We'll start battling.
Yeah.
He won't just get me.
No, he'll get you.
No, we'll battle.
No, they're going to battle.
Powers?
Joe,
can
we talked
fly?
About this.
I told you, I have social anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
That's the opposite of everything Mothman does.
He's going to throw you in a crowd of people.
It's true.
I will throw him into nowhere near people, and then that will be just as harmful for him. So do we think like there's another parallel world like right on top of Earth that is like the Moth world, or do we think that
absolutely
they come from another planet?
I like to subscribe to the many universe theory.
Okay,
but I also like to think maybe there's just two universes, and one of them are we're just Moth people. Those are the only two.
Yeah,
we're us, and then there's Moth
and
people.
Sometimes they kind of phase into reality.
Yep.
And they fuck shit up. I wonder if we do the same thing for them though, like they're talking about these, like, there's these weird...
Watch out for those
like,
people.
Like, these, like, wingless people just walking around with not red eyes, and every time we see them, something gets fixed.
No. They describe us as people.
Yeah, there's the...
They walk on the ground like devils.
The people man.
What if us phasing in has already given them the cure for cancer?
I'm sure their lives are
Do
wonderful
moths get
because
cancer?
Of us. I bet moths can get cancer. I think all forms of life can get cancer because cancer is fundamentally just like a fuck up of a cell that's mutated and it's growing erratically. So I think moths can get cancer.
If Mothman and Mothra fought, who would win?
Mothra. Probably Mothman would like
probably Mothra.
Thank you, Anderson.
Come before Mothra fucking shit up. They'd be on the same team. They wouldn't be fighting.
He would
Isn't
him.
Mothra like the size of like a 747?
Yeah, but Mothman is the size of a big bird.
He's the size of a really big bird.
So it's really a toss up there.
Or as the West Virginia man put it, the shit poke.
A shit poke. That's, yeah, let's go back to that. What the fuck does that mean, Joe?
I don't know.
A shit poke.
A shit poke.
All right, you guys keep discussing. I'm going to look up what a shit poke
you
is.
You do it.
So I have sort of... so we've speculated a bit here. Now, here's what I kind of... I mean, to be fair, this has no real background knowledge. I just heard about Mothman, you know.
From a credible source?
About like 40 minutes ago. So that's when I just learned about it. But
yeah, so that means you are absolutely in a position to make a ironclad, just true opinion.
But here's what I kind of want to think happens. So we get this weird, you know, weird thing that happens where potentially, you know, that bridge collapses.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. It does collapse.
It happened.
Yeah.
People died, Brent. Don't take that away from them.
Anyway, so we have this bridge collapse, and people, as I said, they don't want to blame themselves. They don't want to blame things. So they say, oh, yeah, we saw this weird bird person thing, you know, something weird and unexplainable. And so I feel like this could easily create some weird some weird like cult, some weird like group of people who are like, man, everything bad that happens, we'll just blame it on this other thing. And so every time that something bad happens, they go there and they dress up as a moth person.
I like it.
It's a worldwide conspiracy.
It's a secret society.
Yeah.
Secret society.
Of moth people.
Of moth people.
All right.
But they're real people wearing moth costumes.
So it's
how
like,
do they fly?
How did the ghosts in Scooby-Doo fly?
Wires.
Wires. It's always wires.
Exactly. And you can really, like, you can answer any question with that answer. It's like, ask any question, and then you say, how did they do it in Scooby-Doo? And that just answers that question. Like, what's 2 + 2?
See,
Scooby-Doo.
How do they do it in Scooby-Doo? And you're just like, Scooby-Doo. I understand now.
Yeah.
I enjoy Brendan's like tragedy LARP idea.
Tragedy LARP.
It's a good theory.
So, Mothman is celebrated though.
Oh, okay. So people like him
by the moth people.
No, there's an annual festival in Point Pleasant, the place where he was first sighted.
Yeah. It's like their big thing.
Yeah,
like
they have a statue of him, a bronze statue of
him.
Do they want?
I love it.
Do they want him to get stronger? Like, we've already established that's how this works.
Well, I mean, the thing is that we don't know if he is trying to warn us or if he's the harbinger. We don't know.
The people in the town are actually really happy that, like, it's getting so much attention because it's spreading the word of Mothman to show that, like, hey, we're not crazy. This actually happened. We're doing this for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the statue itself is Mothman?
It could be. And he, like, that's his cocoon.
Yeah, and the statue just flies away anytime it's time for some shit to go down.
You mean when he's needed?
Yeah, when he's needed.
when he's needed most,
he vanished to go to some other tragedy.
Where there's a volcano that's about to erupt and kill millions, he'll be there. When two teens are trying to have sex, he'll be there.
To rip off the roof and watch.
Off the roof.
So I figured out what a shitpoke is. It's a striated heron, also known as the mangrove heron, the little heron, or the green-backed heron.
So a bird.
It is mostly non-migratory, noted for some interesting behavioral traits.
Like being a mothman?
Breeding habitat is in the small wetlands. It makes... Oh, wait, no, those aren't sounds. Huh. It says chuck and yap. Those are apparently places in the Federated States of Micronesia. I thought that was sounds the bird make.
Chuck and yap, okay. Yep.
So it's a heron, basically. And it doesn't really have a neck. It's just kind of like a football.
So it doesn't have a 10-foot wingspan. So that's weird.
Yeah, oh, this one has a neck. Oh, here's just a picture of an egg.
What came first, the egg or the Mothman?
No one knows. That's why we're not gods.
Yeah, we don't have to decide that, because we're not gods.
So is Mothman a god?
I mean...
Does he get to choose who lives and dies?
I mean, there's a lot of speculatory stuff here.
Yeah, I think it's very likely that Mothman is the traditional Christian god. Who came down and spoke to Moses and all that.
He was the burning bush.
Yeah, I think that just is Mothman.
Okay.
100%.
It just takes on multiple forms.
Is also Michael Keaton.
Just the moth. The moth is famous for.
And based on what I just said, that would make me literally Satan.
That's very true. You heard it here first, folks.
You're pretty okay. Don't worry.
I know.
You're not
well,
a bad
guy. It either makes you Satan or it could make you Lucifer.
I could be... Well, Satan is Lucifer, so...
Yeah, same
well,
thing.
Well, that depends, because they in some things I've seen that they are two different beings.
Yeah, the Bible is a mess.
It is all over the place.
Communal fan fiction can get really messy.
How did we get here? Anywho, that's Mothman.
That's Mothman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mothman.
That's interesting. If you guys,
see, I feel like Mothman is just like a demigod of tragedy. That's my final statement.
That's your final statement.
I still say he's the spirit of abstinence.
I'm gonna go with my theory, but you know,
worldwide conspiracy.
We really don't know. We really don't know what happened.
There's just people see him and then people die.
It's all the people from that town.
Yeah,
they're like, we are
Mothman.
We need to make sure people don't think we're crazy. And then so they go crazy and go to tragedies and become Mothman.
Do you think they have like MothCon?
MothCon.
That's what their festival is.
MothCon.
They had their best moth cosplays.
What do they do for MothCon?
Well, you know, good call. I don't know if they have MothCon, but there are a lot of Mothman books that you can find online.
Yes, there are.
Where
can you find those?
And you can actually find the audiobook, The Mothman Prophecies, which is one that Joe talked about earlier.
Mostly Curtis was talking about.
Okay, well, mostly Curtis.
It's the book that the movie was based on.
Yeah. And so you can find the Mothman prophecies actually on audible.com. So if you guys want the book for free, which is totally something that you could do, you can sign up with the affiliate code audibletrial.com/MWRcast, and you get a free book and a free trial. 30-day free trial. If you don't like the Mothman prophecies, you can potentially look at the book Beyond the Prophecies of Mothman, selected letters from paranormal witnesses and researchers. Another book, once again, about Mothman. So, it's free. So, it's really just a win-win.
Seems good.
Yeah, a free book. And if you're not really into Mothman, you know, there's a bunch of different books on audible.com, 180,000 titles to choose from. So, you guys can choose whatever you want. With your free trial. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/MWRcast. And sign up today. You get that free trial.
There's also a bird called a wagtail.
Thanks for...
A wagtail, you said?
Yeah, it's kind of bird, too. I'm just looking at birds now.
All right, well, thank you guys for listening. You can, you know, find...
And thank you, Brendan, for informing our listeners of how they can learn more about Mothman.
Of course. Anyway, you guys can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our anchor station at MWRcast. If you guys like listening to our podcast, you guys can listen to an extra 35 minutes where we talk about all of our alternative facts that we post daily. You can listen to those on our anchor station. So it's about 35 more minutes of content. So if you guys like that, go subscribe to that station. It's a lot of fun to do that. And we'd love if you guys would check that out. You guys can call into the station if you download the Anchor app. So you can call in, and then you can submit your own alternative facts, and we'll talk about it. So definitely check that out, guys. You can find our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and SoundCloud, a bunch of different places. And, yeah, you can find our website at MulderWasRight.wordpress.com. Check us out there. We have all our sources and all that jazz, so check us out there. If you're interested more into Mothman, you can read some of Joe's sources here. If you like the music, check out Christian Tadino on SoundCloud. He's a really cool dude. Someday he'll be on the podcast, I swear. I know we've been saying that for literally months, but we just haven't gotten our calendar straight. So it will happen someday. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Wake up, sheeple.